Now, opening the vaults on over 100 years of recorded music history. Welcome to Cruisin' the Decades Global Edition. One song per decade, 100 years of music in 1 hour. Produced and hand-selected by Brad Savage in the studios of WAPS-FM, The Summit, in Akron, Canton, Youngstown, Athens, Ohio, USA. Presented in this special global edition on the greatest independent radio stations across planet Earth on shortwave via the super-powered Radio Miami International, WRMI in Okeechobee, Florida. On Channel 292 shortwave from Rohrbach, Germany, heard across Europe and Northern Africa. And on the 500-kilowatt WBCQ The Planet in Monticello, Maine, on the Canadian border. On FM and AM via broadcast signals all across North America and planet Earth. Get ready to go cruising through 100 years of popular music. This is a journey through music history from someone with a rather ridiculous record collection. Here's your host for Cruisin' the Decades, Brad Savage. Brad Savage.
The show is an ode to record collecting, listening to the radio, and just loving music. All kinds of music. Welcome aboard for Cruisin' the Decades. Over 100 years of music in just 1 hour. I'm Brad Savage, your host, coming to you from Akron, Ohio, USA. This week, we are thrilled to welcome a new affiliate to the program. Hello to all of our new listeners in the Mankato, Minnesota area on KMSU 89.7 FM, The Maverick. Also with repeater KMSK 91.3 in Austin, Minnesota, and a translator in Albert Lea, Minnesota, 91.9 FM. So a great network of stations in southern Minnesota, broadcasting from the campus of Minnesota State University, Mankato. This is Cruisin' the Decades. Let's get going with our first song that dates back well over 100 years. And boy, some of the songs, some of the titles, I don't know if they'd get away with that today, but it's all history. It's all anthropology of music and recording history. So with that, take it with a grain of salt. This is Al Jolson. It's a song from 1916, and it's called I Sent My Wife to the Thousand Isles on Cruisin' the Decades.
Today and said our last goodbye, and as I held a hand in mine, a tear stood in my eye. She saw that tear and said, I hate to leave my darling boy. I turned away, she did not know those tears. What tears of joy. I sent my wife to the Thousand Isles today. La la, she's on her way. She's gonna spend a week on every isle. That's why I'm gay. So everybody come and give 3 cheers. She's gonna be away for 20 years. Oh, I sent my wife to the Thousand Isles today. Hooray! Just think, when I get home tonight, there'll be no wifey there. And right across the table I will see a vacant chair. I love my wife, oh, I love my wife, I love her more each day. I love my wife, I love my wife,
because she's far away.
I sent my wife to the Thousand Isles today. She's on her way. She's gonna spend a week on every isle. That's why I'm gay. Tonight I'm going home at 10:30. Put on my clothes, go out again, 'cause I sent my wife to the Thousand Isles today. Hooray!
After amassing an absurd record library that takes up his entire basement, host Brad Savage decided to share over 100 years of music with the world, from super-powered shortwave broadcasters via internet streaming and on the top independent community and music radio stations across North America and the world. This is Cruisin' the Decades, 100 Years of Music.
In the Decades with 100 Years of Music. That's Sweet Georgia Brown, Ben Burney from 1925. The original version of a song that became a standard in the Great American Songbook. Lots of artists have recorded that song throughout the years, throughout the decades. We like to shine a light on all this great music, any style, any genre. Cruisin' the Decades, heard each week on the greatest independent and local public community radio stations across the world, or on great high-powered shortwave broadcasters, including Radio Miami International, WRMI. And on WBCQ, The Planet, in Monticello, Maine, USA, and channel 292 shortwave out of Rohrbach, Germany, heard around most of Europe and northern Africa. This is Cruisin' the Decades. We're going to move on now to the 1930s, and the selection this week is from the legendary Fred Astaire. The Gold Diggers' song, We're in the Money, dates back to 1933 and the Warner Brothers film Gold Diggers of 1933. It's sung in the opening sequence by Ginger Rogers and chorus, and it's one of those signature tunes in the 30s songbook. And coming out of the Depression era, We're in the Money on Cruisin' the Decades.
In recording technology and the evolution of musical styles of popular music through the decades and beyond. Over 100 years of music, this is the global edition of Cruisin' the Decades, broadcast worldwide on AM, FM, and shortwave.
On shining, shine on the one it's called and proved and true. Blue moon of Kentucky, keep on shining, shine on the one that's gone and left me blue. It was on a moonlight night, the star is shining bright. On shining, shine on the one that's gone and said goodbye. Shine on the the one that's gone and proved untrue. Blue moon of Kentucky, keep on shining. Shine on the one that's gone and left me blue. It is on a moonlight night, the stars shining bright. They whispered from high, your love said goodbye. Blue moon of Kentucky, keep on shining. Shine on the one that's gone and said goodbye.
You're listening to Cruisin' the Decades, a global journey through over a full century of music in 1 hour. The show is heard every week on the greatest radio stations across planet Earth. Cruisin' the Decades with William Smith Monroe. That's Bill Monroe and his Bluegrass Boys. Really a signature tune and a landmark recording, Blue Moon of Kentucky, from 1944. And Fred Astaire, We're in the Money, from 1933. So you see what we're up to here. It's one song per decade presented in chronological order, a real case study in music history and the greatest recordings of all time. A special hello to our listeners in Washington, D.C. on the Gamut, WTOP HD3, and also heard at 94.3 FM in Frederick, Maryland. A hello to our listeners across Alaska on KSKO Public Radio, based at 89.5 FM McGrath, Alaska, and on a network of 8 stations, AM and FM, across Alaska's interior. And hello to our new listeners on KMSU, The Maverick, from Minnesota State University, Mankato, in southern Minnesota, Mankato, and Albert Lea, and Austin, Minnesota. We'd love to get your listening report. Where are you listening to the show? And what station are you listening on? And even better, what's your musical request? What would you like to hear on a future episode of Cruisin' the Decades? Maybe there's a really special song in your life or your family, your career, your marriage, whatever it may be. Music is such a milestone in our lives, and that's part of what this show is all about. The show is also about a love of radio and signals over the air, broadcasting, and collecting records. I'm Brad Savage in Akron, Ohio, USA. I'm at a station called The Summit. You can send your listening report and music request to brad@thesummit.fm. Our 1950s selection is from the great artist Johnny Otis. In many ways, Johnny Otis is considered the godfather of R&B music. And this song is from 1958 from the Johnny Otis Show, a very important song in early rock and roll, an influential song that was later covered by the Youngbloods, Johnny Rivers, Cliff Richard, and Eric Clapton, among others. A somewhat controversial song lyrically. It has also been done by George Thorogood, the Flying Burrito Brothers, Levon Helm, Lee Michaels, Grateful Dead, and more. So a real signature tune from the formative years of rock and roll that inspired a ton of artists to come. This is Willie and the Hand Jive on Cruisin' the Decades.
He got a cool little chick named Rockin' Billy. He can walk and stroll in Susie Q and do that crazy hand jive too. Papa told Willie, you'll ruin my home. You and that hand jive has got to go. Willie said, Papa, don't put me down. They're doing that hand jive all over town. Hand jive, hand jive, hand jive, doing that crazy hand jive. Mama, mama, look at Uncle Joe. He's doing that hand jive with Sister Flo. Grandma gave baby sister a dime. crazy beat. Way out Willie gave him all a treat. When he did that hand jive with his feet. Well, the baby got famous in his crib, you see, doing the hand jive on TV.
Hear the improvements in recording technology and the evolution of musical styles of popular music through the decades and beyond. Over 100 years of music. This is the global edition of Cruisin' the Decades, broadcast worldwide on AM, FM, and shortwave.
In the decades with the most interesting recordings ever made in popular music history. That was Herbert Boutros Quarry, better known as Tiny Tim, from 1968. Tiptoe Through the Tulips was a surprise hit off God Bless Tiny Tim, the very first album. He was a seminal music archivist, singer, ukulele player, and that song actually dates back to 1929, written by Al Dublin and Joe Burke, and originally made famous by Nick Lucas. Tiny Tim made that into a huge surprise hit, in part because it was on Rowan and Martin's Laugh-In in 1968. Tiny Tim died in Minneapolis at a concert performance in 1996. We're hearing one song per decade throughout the history of music. This is Cruisin' the Decades, and greetings to our listeners across the Commonwealth of Virginia on Real Oldies 97.9 The Wren in Charlottesville, Virginia, and on Community Radio 106.3 WQSV in Stanton, Virginia, and the Shenandoah Valley. I lived in Virginia for almost 10 years, so it is a great honor to be heard on the radio once again in that area. I also grew up in the Minneapolis-St. Paul Twin Cities area, so it is a terrific honor to be back on in Minnesota, thanks to 89.7 KMSU, the Maverick at Minnesota State University, Mankato. Up next, we have a special request. We encourage requests on this show. It could be anything. We can play virtually any song, any genre, any style of music. So if there's a special song, please send in your request to brad@thesummit.fm. Rob is one of our regular listeners hearing the show on 7490 WBCQ The Planet Shortwave. Rob is in Waterbury, Connecticut, and he says he likes many types of music from big band to electronic music. And Rob has placed a request for this next song, Elton John, 1975. This is Captain Fantastic and the Brown Dirt Cowboys. For Rob in Waterbury, Connecticut, this is Cruisin' the Decades.
Captain Fantastic, raised and regimented, hardly a hero. Just someone whose mother might know. Very clearly a case for cornflakes and classics. Two teas, both with sugar, please. In the back of an alley, while little dirt cowboys turn brown in their saddles, sweet chocolate biscuits and red rosy apples in summer. For it's hey, make and hey, ma, do the papers say anything good? All the chances in life for little dirt cowboys. Should I make my way out of my home in the woods? Brown dirt cowboys, still green and growing. The captain, fantastic the feedback, the honey the hive could be holding. For there's weak winged young sparrows starving the winter, broken young children on wheels out the winter. 68 summer festival wolf flowers are thinning. The chief is a meal, a hardly a home on the range. Too hot for the band, with a desperate desire for change.
From here on, sun and sun and sun and
A global radio show that spotlights a love of all genres of music and sharing that eclectic music over the airwaves everywhere. This is Cruisin' the Decades with over 100 years of music on like-minded radio outlets everywhere. Stations that value music and community. There's something special about radio and signals over the air. One broadcast to an audience of many simultaneously. A shared listening experience. Radio and 100 years of music. This is Cruisin' the Decades, Global Edition.
That's Tears for Fears on Cruisin' the Decades, 100 years of music, one song per decade, a real pinnacle album of the mid-80s. Tears for Fears, Songs for the Big Chair, and that was Head Over Heels Broken, the live medley after a bad breakup in the mid-90s. Tears for Fears are back. They've been touring a little bit in recent years, but now their first studio album in decades, The Tipping Point, just came out to pretty much strong reviews everywhere. It is a really solid new album, and they're going on tour across the UK, Europe, and North America in July and August. That Tears for Fears tour will include Garbage and the legendary Alison Moyet on certain dates. Looking forward to that for summer 2022. Tears for Fears on Cruisin' the Decades on all the greatest radio stations across North America, across Europe on Channel 292, and across the world. This show is a love letter to listening to the radio, discovering music, collecting records, and enjoying radio broadcasting, signals over the air. Recently, we've heard from listener Shinobu in Sapporo City, Japan, listening on Channel 292 on their 6070 kilohertz frequency. Also on Channel 292's 3955 frequency, we've got listener Massimo in the north of Italy, about 100 kilometers east of Milano, he says. We have a listener in Belgium listening to Channel 292. Thank you to Etienne in Sint-Nicolas, Belgium. And a first-time listener in Switzerland listening to Cruisin' the Decades on Channel 292 shortwave. This is listener Yevs in Wilchingen, Switzerland. Thank you so much for listening, and we'll get to your requested song in the next few weeks. We would love to get your reception report. Where are you located? What station are you hearing the show on? Email brad@thesummit.fm. That's brad@thesummit.fm. We are located in Akron, Ohio, broadcasting from an all-music, independent public radio station with an indie rock, adult rock, alternative format known as The Summit. Our musical tour de force through the decades continues, one song per decade off into the 90s with the Beastie Boys on Cruisin' the Decades.
Yeah.
After amassing an absurd record library that takes up his entire basement, host Brad Savage decided to share over 100 years of music with the world, from super-powered shortwave broadcasters via internet streaming and on the top independent community and music radio stations across North America and the world. This is Cruisin' the Decades, 100 years of music.
From his 2006 LP Continuum, that's John Mayer, Waiting on the World to Change. And the Beastie Boys in front of that, from Ill Communication with Sabotage, our 1990s pick this week on Cruisin' the Decades. One song per decade for a full century of music, over a century each week in a 1 hour musical time travel time capsule. You gotta love it. It's Cruisin' the Decades, coming to you from the Summit in Akron, Ohio, USA. This is a local public radio station in Akron, Canton, Youngstown, and Kent, Ohio, home of Kent State University, Athens, Ohio as well, home of Ohio University, and in the greater Cleveland area, in the backyard of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and some would say one of the most important birthplaces of rock and roll music. Now, we are also heard in Ohio on cityinternetradio.com, an all-internet adult alternative AAA format station. We are honored to be on their airwaves. Waves, based out of the Cleveland, Akron area as well, and the greatest radio stations all around the world. This is Cruise in the Decades. Send in your request, send in your location and listening report to brad@thesummit.fm. We've got just a couple songs to go. We're going to move now into the 2010s and a song by Imelda May. Imelda May is an Irish singer and a guitar wizard, well regarded in guitar circles, jazz, rock, blues. She kind of stretches all across many different genres of music. She has worked extensively with the legendary Jeff Beck and has toured with Jeff Beck, so she's gained a lot of fans from his following as well. Imelda Mary Higgum, Imelda May. This song is from 2011, kind of a rockabilly stomp. This is Mayhem on Cruisin' the Decades.
He said he didn't even hear trains, let alone the few words the ladies may be saying about him. She freaks and tells her closest friend that she never love again, but she never known I ever live without him. Wouldn't believe it if you seen it. She threw a diamond ring out the window of a black cab in Camden. He couldn't take what she did, so he threw a hissy fit and he took it out on anyone around him. Wouldn't believe it. Oh, 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 if you seen it. Night in a cell, well, great pants and bruises. 12 mates banging on the door. Oh, the back of pants are low. I never saw such a street full of losers. Wouldn't believe it. Oh, no.
Isn't that a fun song? That's Mayhem by Imelda May from 2011 on Cruisin' the Decades, 100 years of music. And now we're into the 2020s with a relatively recent song to wrap up the show this week. And we're going to play this recent release by Pink Floyd. This is pretty amazing. All proceeds from this song benefit Ukraine Humanitarian Relief. It is a charity fundraising song and Pink Floyd's first release as a band since 1994 and The Division Bell. Today, Pink Floyd consists of David Gilmour and Nick Mason, and Guy Pratt and Nitin Sawhney on keyboards. This particular song features Ukrainian band Boombox. There's a guest vocal performance by Andriy Kulniuk of Boombox from the Ukraine. David Gilmour of Pink Floyd has a Ukrainian daughter-in-law and grandchildren and says, quote, "We, like so many, have been feeling the fury and the frustration of this vile act of an independent, peaceful, democratic country being invaded and having its people murdered by one of the world's major powers." So this is a fundraiser song for Ukraine humanitarian relief. This is Hey Hey, Rise Up. Pink Floyd, 2022 on Cruisin' the Decades.
In 1851, a speech was delivered in Akron, Ohio, that many historians have called the most significant women's rights speech in U.S. history. Remarkably, that speech, known as "Ain't I a Woman," was made by an illiterate former slave, Sojourner Truth. Truth bravely addressed the 1851 Ohio Women's Rights Convention at a time when few women were permitted to speak, let alone a former slave. To honor Sojourner Truth's contribution to our local history and to inspire future generations, Summit County women have joined to raise money for a statue and plaza commemorating Truth's message of equal rights for all. You can be a part of this history. For more information, visit www.truthstatue.org. The Sojourner Truth Project Akron is a project of the Summit Suffrage Centennial Committee to Wanda Mullins Chair, a local public service message from the Summit.
From the studios of the Summit, local, independent, public radio community in the Akron, Ohio region. You've been listening to Cruisin' the Decades, 100 years of music in 1 hour. I'm Brad Savage. We hope you'll join us again next week.
Over 100 years of music history in the course of just 1 hour. You've been listening to Cruisin' the Decades with Brad Savage. This is the Global Edition, produced for shortwave, FM, and AM stations worldwide on the leading independent community and music radio stations on the planet. This program originates at WAPS-FM, The Summit, in Akron, Ohio, USA, and is broadcast on The Summit on Fridays at 2200 UTC or 5 p.m. Eastern Time. For correspondence or QSL, contact brad@thesummit.fm or by mail at 91.3 FM WAPS Radio, Ellet High School, 309 Wolf Avenue, that's W-O-O-L-F Avenue, Akron, Ohio, 44312, USA. Listen to The Summit on thesummit.fm or via TuneIn Radio or download the Summit Radio app. Dare to be different with The Summit. Local, independent, all music public radio for Northeast Ohio and beyond. Thank you for supporting independent, eclectic radio broadcasting and signals over the air from all corners of planet Earth. One broadcast to an audience of many, simultaneously, a shared listening experience. Radio and 100 years of music. Join us next time for the Global Edition of Cruisin' the Decades.